Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Matthew Law Middleton. When I woke up this morning, it was about 1 degree Fahrenheit. And with temperatures so low, you might be desperate for a change of seasons or perhaps a tropical getaway. But your best hope for warming up your soul might be right here in Kansas City, where you can find and catch the rhythms of Jamaican-infused sounds of reggae music. For a number of years, the scene was a little less known, but recently it's kind of had a resurgence of bands and also promoters that have brought some of the vitality back to those vibrations. And joining me are Jeremy Kimwida. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
And he's an event organizer and planner of the Kansas City reggae community. We also have DJ Jeb Rock, also known as Patrick Brown. He's an event organizer for a reggae DJ here. Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
And then we also have Kean Byrne. He's a member of the band New Rhythm. And that's intentional, right? R-I-D-D-I-N.
Exactly.
So I'm not totally slandering it.
That's it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining me today. And so, Jeremy, can you lead us off here a little bit and tell us a little bit about the history of reggae music here in Kansas City?
When first I arrived around 2005, there was already reggae, but it wasn't as much as I expected. In 90s, it was much bigger scene where they had festivals at Westport, and it was much bigger scene. Something happened, and it died out. So by the time I came in to Kansas City from Atlanta, that was 2005, I had to start working with Jeba Rock and others to bring back reggae, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so at around 2005, there really wasn't a whole lot here. There was a venue here for a period of time. Is that correct, Patrick? That had been kind of like a good scene to catch reggae.
Yeah, the Grand Emporium on Main Street was kind of a mainstay. There was always a reggae band on Wednesday nights. The owner was very supportive. I was a little bit before my time, so I didn't really catch many of the shows there. But I know once the Grand Emporium was sold and changed hands, kind of slowed things down. And then also in 2005, the Blue Rhythm Band lost one of their founding members, Scotty Korchak. And upon his passing, there was kind of a lull after that, it seemed. But then, you know, bands like the New Rhythm and 77 Jefferson and then Blue Rhythm Band getting back together.
Blue rather than new.
Yeah. Yes, the Blue Rhythm, the originators here in Kansas City. That resurgence from about 2007 on has really kind of helped, you know, pick the steam up again on the local scene.
And Kean, so when did you arrive in Kansas City, and were you already into reggae music, or was it something that kind of developed for you?
Well, I'm from Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I was born in Ireland, but live here. A buddy of mine, Richie Restivo, kind of put me onto reggae, and Dan, also the keyboard player in New Rhythm. I just loved music.
And when was that? Yeah. High school?
Yeah, around 2005, 2004. Mm-hmm. New Rhythm, definitely a tribute to Blue Rhythm, but, you know, different spinoff. Rock steady and ska, all original tunes, working on our second record.
And I kind of want to get to that for a little bit, like, because, you know, what I've discovered is that reggae is kind of like this huge umbrella for a lot of different types and variations of music. For example, like there's, you know, the Bob Marley kind of sound, which is obviously Jamaican based. Kean, can you start me off a little bit about some of the various different types of reggae that there are? It's not just all the same, even though it might seem that way externally.
Like we were talking about earlier, you know, a lot of reggae's soul, ska, rock steady, you know, there's a lot more. There is a lot more to it. And they all evolve and transform into different things, dance hall.
Okay. And so what are some of the differences, for example, between like ska and rock steady, like sonically?
Well, you can hear with the ska tune, it's kind of that that clank guitar, you know, rock steady or some lovers rock reggae, kind of smoother.
lovers rock. Yeah. And Jeremy, you were born in Africa, correct? And there's a whole different kind of reggae sound that comes from Africa. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
It's mostly Afro reggae. Mm-hmm. Afro reggae is pretty much reggae, and then they add more percussion to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Africanized reggae in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But message is pretty much the same, and it's more about having fun and songs of freedom, like freedom and happiness and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But there's more, the difference is that there's more percussion, there's more drums and mm-hmm. more dancing, I guess.
It was reggae, or is reggae, a little bit more political in many African nations than it is in perhaps Jamaica or America? When you mentioned the kind of freedom messages, is it slightly more political?
It is actually very political. I do remember, like in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
they had banned reggae. You can't listen to reggae completely. Mm-hmm. Because what would happen is Bob Marley was very instrumental. His music was very instrumental in Africa when oppression and stuff like that was going on. So his music was all about freedom. Get up, stand up, fight for your freedom. And that does not go well with many dictators.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing to do is cut off that reggae.
Mm-hmm.
So because of scarcity of the government trying to cut off reggae, people liked it more.
Mm-hmm. Of course. The more you prohibit something, the cooler it becomes.
Yep.
Well, I want to listen to a little bit of some of the sounds that we can pick up right here in Kansas City. We're going to listen to this track by 77 Jeffersons, which is a band here, correct, Patrick, in Kansas City?
Yes, that's correct.
And so let me see here. This is the song Keep Moving by 77 Jeffersons.
Yes, I hope that they hear me sing. Yes, I hope that they hear me. Forwards, never backwards. Backwards won't get you far. Only look back so you can see where you are. Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, that's all you need.
And that was 77 Jefferson's Keep Moving. And Patrick, what are we hearing there? What kind of reggae is that? And how long have they been on the scene here?
77 Jefferson has been together since, I believe, 2006. Like Joel Castillo primarily writes the music. He writes the lyrics. Along with Justin Howard now. He's their other singer that's been added to the band in the last couple of years. But Joel spent a lot of time in his youth in Hawaii because his grandparents lived over there. That track kind of combines kind of a lover's rock sound, like Keane described.
Yeah,
a little smoother, slower sound, along with some influence from Polynesian and Hawaiian reggae.
Mm-hmm.
On the Hawaiian reggae note or the Polynesian note, there's actually another artist here in Kansas City. His name's Spawn Breezy. He's a Samoan young man from Independence, and a lot of people aren't aware of his music in Kansas City, but when he tours, he pretty much goes up and down the West Coast, and then he goes to Fiji, Australia, Samoa, obviously. So it's just, you know, another little factor. It shows you how wide a range of music there is in this town.
My ear isn't quite tuned enough to hear those, like, Pacific infusions. Where were we hearing that a little bit in 77 Jefferson?
Well, maybe not so much in that mm-hmm. track, per se, mm-hmm. But in some of the other stuff. And they perform with Spawn Breezy as well, which has kind of helped
mm-hmm.
that kind mix.
Infuse their sound.
Yeah.
We have another clip here. This one is from Blue Rhythm, which is not the same as New Rhythm, but we'll be going back to that in a moment. This is Moton's Mood. So that was Blue Rhythm. And Jeremy, what was going on in that track?
That's like there's a little bit of ska, rock steady.
Yeah.
And I like Blue Rhythm. Blue Rhythm's like they are the pioneers of reggae in Kansas Midwest. They went to Reggae Sunsplash in 1982. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they are definitely a good band, really good band, original band.
And that the ska, like when people say ska, like I think there's also like there's like punk ska, of course, right? But like ska, where does that come from? And it just essentially means like the ska sound we're hearing is mostly just all those horns, all that brass, correct?
Yeah, kind of. When you hear the piano and guitar, that stroke, they put a different emphasis on the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same tune, mm-hmm. but different, totally different style. So, mm-hmm.
Well, Kian, I want to get to some of your music here. So we're going to play the track Kidnapped right now.
Till you pulled out your gun and you stuck it at me in a row. Showed up strutting your stuff, you never stopped to ask permission. That was day that you showed up strutting your stuff, you swore enough would never be enough. That was day that you showed up strutting your stuff, you never tried to make a connection. That was day you showed up strutting your stuff, you swore enough would never be enough. Where should I run to? There's no place left to hide.
And so that was Kian performing bass there and in the band New Rhythm, which is not to necessarily be confused with Blue Rhythm, which we had just heard previously. And so, yeah, just hearing right there, there are the horns coming in, that kind of ska mm-hmm. influence. And, where do you go to kind of make this music? And I mean, you're from an island, but Ireland is a little different than Jamaica.
A little bit.
So where are you going, like, internally when it's this cold out to bring that music out?
Well, you know, in New Rhythm, Dan writes most of the songs, mm-hmm. the keyboard player and singer. And, you know, we have different things that come out in a tune, and they're all rhythmic, mm-hmm. the reggae with the guitar and drums and keys. And we've played for 7 years, so it's kind of when we get together and try to write a song, it happens. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. And so just one last question for you guys, mostly Jeremy and Patrick here. Where can I go to catch some of the best reggae music in Kansas City right now?
Right now what we're trying to work with Mike Kelly's West Sider mm-hmm. to start doing like reggae every Wednesday. So that is already a plus. But also we have touring acts like which comes every month pretty much. So like the 22nd March, there's a Jamaican artist called Frankie Paul. He'll mm-hmm. be in Lawrence, Grenada. So pretty much weekly we'll start doing something at Mike Kelly's
mm-hmm.
and monthly we'll try to do one touring act from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. And Patrick, anything to add to that?
Just some of the local shows coming up. You know, we book a lot of our shows at Davies Uptown on Main Street. The New Rhythm will be playing there Friday, along with our friends the Bishops from Omaha, Nebraska. And then beyond that, on the 14th, I will be playing some old Jamaican records along with the Blue Rhythm Band at Davies Uptown.
So. You guys will be like playing off of each other then?
Well, no, I play tunes to start the night out, and then they perform a few sets and we take breaks.
You definitely can't miss April 11th at Riot Room mm-hmm. with the Slackers.
Okay.
Everybody's got to check the Slackers out.
That's where it's going to be at. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank our guest, Jeremy Kienwinda. Yeah, sorry about that. He's an event organizer and planner here in the Kansas City reggae community. DJ Jebrock, also known as Patrick Brown. He's another event organizer and reggae DJ. And then, of course, Kian Byrne. He's a member of the band New Rhythm. You can subscribe to our podcast, hear this conversation again, or access any of our previous shows at kcr.org. Up to Date is next with a conversation with David Finkel. I'm Matthew Law Middleton. This is Central Standard on KCUR.